The Gospel from St. Luke. His name was called Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Church sets apart a special Sunday for the celebration of this feast, to bring before our minds the sacredness of this name, its preciousness and the reverence due to it. And tied with this is the re-establishment of the Holy Name Society, which was in this parish in 1928. So, again, if you read the parish bulletin, you will find the details about the Society of the Holy Name, which is a very propitious time to start, since we are celebrating today the Feast of the Name of our Lord, the preciousness of His name and the reverence due to it. In Hebrew, this name, the name Jesus, was called Joshua, such as a prophet who guided the chosen people of Israel to the Promised Land. The name Jesus signifies the Lord saves. So that's the meaning. The Lord saves signifies the name of the Lord Jesus. Such as the prophets, that they were merely anticipation, obscure figures of the one to come, the only Lord who saves, who was born at Bethlehem, the salvation of God made flesh. In the Old Covenant, the name of God inspired fear and awe, nor was the right of pronouncing it granted to all the children of Israel. The right words and pronunciation were throughout the exiles of the Jewish people lost in time, because the Hebrews, when they were invaded by the pagan nations, did not write it down properly because they were afraid of its blasphemous usage and irreverence. Therefore, you see in translations of the Old Testament the name Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, different ways. The fullness of time had come, and the Lord links heaven on earth by His holy name. Heaven condescending to us sends down the name of Jesus to our earth. This name is the name of the God-man who came into this world to save us from hell. It is the greatest of all names because it is the name of the greatest of all beings. It was given to our Lord by the archangel when he announced to the Blessed Virgin that she was to be the Mother of God. An angel first pronounced it, and the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph were the first to call the newborn babe of Bethlehem by that name. And all holy men and women, from the time of the adoration of the poor shepherds and wise men down to this hour, have had the greatest veneration for that name. The angel Saint Gabriel said to the Blessed Virgin, "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You see how precious this name is. It is the name by which we are made to be freed from our sins, delivered from hell, and admitted among the blessed, the redeemed of all nations. It is the name by which we are the receivers of the supernatural graces of all of the holy sacraments. St. Paul says, quote, in his letters, that God gave to his only begotten Son a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and in hell, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father, unquote. In the Holy Liturgy of the Mass, every time the Holy Name is mentioned, the priest bows his head. And if the celebrant of the Mass is sitting down at the sedilia, the main chair, using his biretta, he uncovers his head as a sign of reverence for the Holy Name. It is so important that there is a second commandment that teaches us that we must reverence not only God himself, but his very name. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. So when we see a commandment of the law, there are two aspects: something that we need to do and something that we need to avoid. We are commanded, in the positive aspect, to speak with reverence of God and the saints and all holy things, and to keep our lawful oaths and vows. If then it commands reverence, it follows that it forbids irreverence. And the Catechism goes on to define its meaning more clearly by the question, what does it forbid? The second commandment forbids all false, rash, unjust, and unnecessary oath, blasphemy, cursing, and profane words. There are five ways of profaning the name of God: pronouncing it irreverently, blaspheming, cursing, sinful swearing, and breaking of vows. If you notice, when we enter at the church here at St. Anne's, at the front gates, we have the inscription with the holy name to remind us about the reverence due to him. And yet, how many times our blood sometimes runs cold when we are in our working environment, when we listen to the radio, the media, and secular society, we see how little reverence is shown for this name. We profane the name of God in some measure whenever we pronounce it irreverently, or invoke it in anger, or from habit, or astonishment, rashly at sports. It's a very common thing. Remember years ago when we used to have the basketball team here? Remember we had another team. I think they were called Toxic, I think. And every time they will miss a ball or something, they will say the name of the Lord. Like, the people are used to that, and the children will do it. And I was with people there. And so what we do at that time, you say mentally, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, you just do a little reparation. But it's very common to see that, unfortunately. Rashly as sports, it's saying the name of holy things, the name of the Lord. In jest, whenever we call upon the sacred name without adequate reason, that would be the principle. And this applies not only to the divine name itself, but to the names of saints and holy things. See, a way of when someone suffers from tepidity or acedia in the spiritual life, ridiculizes holy things and uses them out of context. So, you know, holy things and holy names are just to be used appropriately. Of course, it is not always a sin to pronounce these words when there is a right and sufficient motive to do so, such as we make use of them in prayer, in song, in sermons, in instructions, whenever, in other words, the context of what we wish to say requires it. Which this is opposed, then, to the use of the holy name in a context which is not in any sense compatible with the reverence due to sacred things. Okay, so that we should speak of them lightly, cheapening them to suit our own vanity or convenience. We can do that. And that's the thing that we should not do according to the second commandment of the law of God. Ordinary common words may be used in everyday conversation, but the sacred name of God and holy things are to be introduced when there is an adequate reason for doing so. To do such without a reason is a sin, which must be carefully avoided, because it very easily becomes a habit. People do it usually as a habit, unfortunately. And other people, what happens, are led to imitate that. So when we pray the Our Father, what do we say? Hallowed be thy name. And yet often, it is we ourselves who dishonor and profane the sacred name which we profess to venerate. Let us grow in holy love for the holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, whose name is light when it is preached to us. It is food when we meditate upon it, and it is medicine that soothes our pains when we invoke it. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.